This was a life journey. I remortgaged my home here in Nottingham and took this whole show on the road and travelled all over, like you said, from Los Angeles to London to Edinburgh, back to London, back to the West End. And I did it all for the Jennifer Trust for Spinal Muscular Atrophy.
Which is what
which is the disability that I have.
But also, which I think we didn't say last time, and I do apologise for this, was also your brother as well, wasn't
My brother Johnny had SMA. We both had it from birth, SMA type 2, which basically means that I describe it in the players, the movers and shakers in our spinal cord ain't moving and shaking, which means that we have an overall weakness of muscles, and I can't lift anything too heavy, as such as probably a full pint of water would be impossible for me. I'd be struggling with two hands. A few years ago I could just about, but now I'm getting to the stage certainly where I struggle with that kind of thing. But the you know, it's amazing. It was just the most phenomenal. We had 740 people in the house.
It's a lot of people.
Incredible. We broke even. We knew on the night, but we didn't know right up. I was still asking at 5 o'clock, you know, how are ticket sales? Because people, you know, were coming in on the door, and the front of Her Majesty's Theatre covered in posters of me. So I arrived there, and
when
we're
you
immediately
saw them,
outside.
How did you see
oh
that
my God. I mean, all the Phantom posters are covered up and plastered with my post image.
I bet you look prettier than the Phantom does in his mask, though, didn't you?
It was just a little bit, but my image is great. We had a lot of fun taking this image in London last year in the East End in a disused warehouse at like midnight. We had this photo shoot.
And you're just tarting yourself up, weren't you?
Literally.
Like us today for our photo little cards we're having done.
Oh, yes, you've had your photos done.
Don't go there. Don't get that. Me and Richard Spur.
Well, you can check out on the website. I've got www.rollingwithlaughter.com. And you can see the great image. And it was plastered all over the theatre, which you can imagine, can't you? Arriving in.
Scary.
Your dream and you're scary. There I was, just sort of me and an assistant rolling up with all this incredible, overwhelming thing to look at.
Well, we'll talk more in a moment and find out how the night actually went. Natasha Wood is with me here on BBC Radio Nottingham. It's just come up to 27 minutes past three. And in a moment, the latest news headlines for you. Just approaching already 22 minutes to four. Now, a lady who I bet was clock watching most of the 30th of March is my guest, Natasha Wood, who's with me in the studio. A lady who achieved the biggest ambition you could probably ever set yourself, or at least one of them anyway, and that is to perform her one-woman show in the West End at Her Majesty's Theatre in London. She was just telling us a few moments ago about the fact that she was preparing during the day and getting ready for it, and it's all about her life, so it's not like, if you change the words, Natasha, I did think this, and you probably got a script in mind and a story and a flow of how you're going to do it, but if you changed it, not many people are going to know, because it's about you.
They wouldn't. I mean, you don't, because obviously you spend a lot of time writing a script and making it work and knowing it. And you can flip the odd word here and there, but it is very much character-driven. And so there is a little bit of narration, but there's scenes as well. And there's a few poignant moments. It is called Rolling With Laughter, and it is most certainly full of laughter. But there are a few heart-pulling moments that had, you know, you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah, that's life, though, isn't it? That's good.
And that's life. That's part of the journey. And it was phenomenal experience.
With the people that were in the audience, were some of them the people that were featured that
there
you featured in the show?
There were some.
And did they know?
Some of them, obviously mum and dad and my brother was there, my older brother. But sadly, my brother, as we talked about earlier, Johnny, who also had SMA, he died 3 years ago. So this event for me was in memory of Johnny and also for the Jennifer Trust for Spinal Muscular Atrophy to raise awareness for the disability that myself and my brother had. But it is a fun journey and it was phenomenal. And you're right, there was lots of characters. There was a BBC producer who my career was at the BBC for many years, who I'm based this crazy producer on one of the characters. So
if we'd known each other longer, I could have been in it.
You could have been in it, absolutely. I mean, I've had all sorts of people in it in the last few months that I've met along the journey, including, you know, sort of 88 Canadian bagpipers up in Edinburgh at the festival.
Of course you have.
And so, you know, all in the show. So it was a fun journey. And you know what? It was the most incredible experience. Hundreds and hundreds of people, a very warm audience, and, you know, I was quite surprised because I thought, well, there's going to be lots of people that knew me, and there were, but there was actually a good proportion of people that came from listening to shows like yours and from all the radio and television and press that I've been doing. And
so how was that moment? I just want to know when you first got out onto that stage and you're you pressed your button on your wheelchair and zoomed out. I know zoomed isn't really
zoomed out.
You can say what you like on the radio sometimes, can't you? But I've seen a picture of you almost you are practically doing a wheelie. And there's like, I would describe a fireworks shower almost coming out of the back of it, you know?
That was real. We did that photo shoot with somebody with an angle grinder behind me, and they were pulling plastic sheets. It was all done in a warehouse. So the photo shoot was very real. I came out to the Phantom of the Opera Overture, and so which everybody just went crazy about, because there we are, and they all know where they are. They're at Her Majesty's Theatre. The chandelier is still there. It's above them. You know, it's the most phenomenal atmosphere. And I came out to the music, and then I do my little prologue, and then I go into the play, and we begin the journey, and I take them on. And at the end of the show, there's a scene where I open the show with, "How did a girl like me get to be on a stage like this?" And I take you back, and you know, sort of throughout the journey. And we end with me saying, "That is how a girl like me got to be on a stage like this." And then there's another end to the show. There is another scene to be done. But the minute I said, "That's how a girl like me got to be on a stage like this," they went mental.
Oh.
And there's just this humongous standing ovation. But what was odd for me was I didn't see that, because I mean, for me, on the, you know,
where the lights are
on you, but we had follow spot operators, and I've been touring the show with just, you know, general theatre lighting, and you know you light an area and they move to another and that dims and you move to the other and stuff. But with follow spot operators, it was kind of very much, I, you know, they follow me. So every time I whiz around in my wheelchair, I was walking into the black, and all I do is whiz all over this stage. Anomaly.
But they were exhausted, weren't they?
So it was just brilliant, and the audience were fantastic, and I came off to an overwhelming response, and I've been inundated for the last 10 days. I'm going on this morning, a week on Monday, with Phil and Fern, which is fantastic, which I'm very excited about. Very excited to see Philip.
And if Gordon the Gopher will be there?
I wonder.
I did ask him once about Gordon, and it's sad news.
Really?
Yeah, he went off to be mayor of the Prairie. And he was doing that for quite a while, but then Philip said he got a drink problem, so he's in rehab.
Rehab?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So it's just knowing how Gordon is, really.
We're all in rehab, really, aren't we? We're all on the way to rehab, let's face it.
We'll see Gordon coming back the other way. That's the thing. But it's great. I mean, this is really just catapulted, hasn't it?
It's grown. It has grown. And now I've had very big interest in the book and also the film, which is the most incredibly exciting thing. So I'm in negotiation at the moment, and also going to be talking to the UK Film Council and a couple of big production companies about doing this, and you know, we'll be looking at who's the best person to play me, because I know who I want to play me. So I leave that with you to think of. Oh no,
just between you and I. No, wait a minute.
Just between you and I.
Who's it going to be? I think she'd be fantastic. I think she'd be brilliant to play you.
Wouldn't she?
I think she'd be brilliant. Yeah. We'll reveal when we can reveal who it is.
We'll reveal when we can reveal. As soon as we reveal. But all we can say is it's a big Hollywood movie star.
My producer for a moment thought, it's gone silent. It's gone silent.
We're keeping it between us.
Because it's you, Mickey, we'll share.
Afterwards.
We'll share,
When we put
But it'll be brilliant. Hopefully later on this week you might have even more exciting news about the film, and I hope you'll share it with us first here on BBC Radio Nottingham.
I will certainly do that.
Yeah, it's been great to see you.
Homebred bird, I'll come here first.
I hope so. It's been great to see you, Natasha. We are so pleased with everything that's happened.
Thank you.
A great show, and I'm looking forward to seeing it as well. I'm sad I didn't get a chance to come to London and see you, but hope we'll get a chance to see you performing very soon, and on telly and all the rest of it.
Hopefully. The local arts council here, East Midlands Arts Council, are very keen to talk to me about doing a regional tour.
Brilliant.
And a UK tour, so maybe that will tie out when the book comes out,
and we'll keep
later
in touch
in the year.
And do you know what? I think Brad Pitt would make a great you after all that. It'd be brilliant.
I think so. He could be my other half.
Couldn't he just? It's been great to see you. Thanks, Natasha.
Thank you.
Joe Davis on BBC Radio Nottingham.